Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 19, Friday. Day 19. Today's topic, Foundations Being Destroyed, Spiritual Coma Comes. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today the four passages are Psalm 11 verses 1 to 7, Genesis chapter 39 verse 1 to chapter 41 verse 16, Matthew chapter 12 verse 46 to chapter 13 verse 23, Proverbs 3 verses 33 to 35. Pause here. Please read all four passages first, before reading my sharing. Now I'm going to read what I scribed this morning. Psalm 11, verses 1 to 7. In the Lord I take refuge. How then can you say to me, flee like a bird to your mountain? For look, the wicked bend their bows, they set their arrows against the strings to shoot from the shadows at the upright in heart. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in His holy temple. The Lord is on His heavenly throne. He observes everyone on earth. His eyes examine them. The Lord examines the righteous, but the wicked, those who love violence, He hates with a passion. On the wicked He will rain fiery coals and burning sulfur. A scorching wind will be their lot. For the Lord is righteous. He loves justice. The upright will see His face. Genesis. I've received a few passages. The first one, chapter 39, verses 2 to 6. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care, with Joseph in charge. He did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Verse 20. But while Joseph was there in the prison, the Lord was with him. He showed him kindness and granted him favor in the eyes of the prison warden. So the warden put Joseph in charge of all those held in the prison, and he was made responsible for all that was done there. The warden paid no attention to anything under Joseph's care, because the Lord was with Joseph and gave him success in whatever he did. Chapter 40, verse 8. We both had dreams, they answered, but there is no one to interpret them. Then Joseph said to them, Do not interpretations belong to God? Tell me your dreams. Chapter 41, verse 9. Then the chief cupbearer said to Pharaoh, Today I am reminded of my shortcomings. Pharaoh was once angry with his servants, and he imprisoned me and the chief baker in the house of the captain of the guard. Each of us had a dream the same night, and each dream had a meaning of its own. Now a young Hebrew was there with us, a servant of the captain of the guard. We told him our dreams, and he interpreted them for us, giving each man the interpretations of his dream. And things turned out exactly as he interpreted them to us. I was restored to my position, and the other man was impaled. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph, and he was quickly brought from the dungeon. When he had shaved and changed his clothes, he came before Pharaoh. Pharaoh said to Joseph, I had a dream, and no one can interpret it, but I have heard it said of you that when you hear a dream, you can interpret it. I cannot do that, Joseph replied to Pharaoh, but God will give Pharaoh the answer he desires. Matthew. Chapter 12, verses 48 to 50. Jesus replied to him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother. Chapter 13, verse 11 to 17. Jesus replied, Because the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what they have will be taken from them. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing, must never understand. You will be ever seeing, but never perceiving. For this people's heart has become calloused. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their hearts, and turn, and I would heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I tell you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the world, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. This is the one who produces a crop, yielding 160 or 30 times what was sown. Proverbs 3, verses 33 to 35. The Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. He mocks proud mockers, but shows favor to the humble and oppressed. The wise inherit honor, but fools get only shame. Wow. Now, here is my listening today. The message I got today from our Lord Jesus Christ is foundations being destroyed, spiritual coma comes. Following yesterday's most frightening message, when did Jacob cease to be able to hear God's voice? We come to the answer of yesterday's question. How could Jacob have a spiritual coma for more than 25 years? The answer is in today's Psalm 11, verse 3. When the foundations are being destroyed, what can the righteous do? What is the foundation? Jesus says it so clear as in today's Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 23. In the middle, he pointed out what Isaiah says, for the people's heart has become calloused. They nearly hear with their ears and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes. That's the word spiritual coma I received yesterday. The foundations is the daily word of the Lord, a daily intimate relationship with the Lord, just like how it was like of Jacob hearing God's voice before. But when trouble came to Jacob of losing his wife, he was willing to let himself to be in a spiritual coma for more than 25 years. Unlike his father, Joseph had the Lord with him, and the insight and gifts was with Joseph all the way to lead him to rise to the highest possible in Egypt. The highest position. Are you in a kind of spiritual coma? Is your heart become calloused by worldly treasures and other things that you can hardly hear God's voice and not able to receive his daily insight, instructions, and commands? Wake up! Wake up! Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be able to know whether I am in a spiritual coma, and if so, help me to cry to you so that I can wake up. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, if you are in a kind of spiritual coma, do you know how you can wake up? Number two, is there anyone Jesus wants you to take them out from their spiritual coma? How are you going to act? Number three, what have you received from Jesus today? Now today, I invite you not to turn off your podcast, but to worship with me, with singing in your heart this song, Be With You. Yeah, this is This is a praise song that Bishop Elder of the Anglican Church of Sabah, who came to our church to preach last October, and he sang this song to lead us into worship. And wow, we were in tears, non-stop tears. Let us worship the Lord.
Jesus, we ask for your presence to come. Fill this whole hall, oh God. Let your love and your goodness fill our hearts. Savior of my soul, I confide in you through all my darkest moments. In you I find my peace, my comfort when I'm weak. I trust in you through storm and raging sea. Faithful, you're my God. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Your light, it fills my days. It leads me in your ways. Forever I surrender all to you. And I live to worship you, my Jesus, you're the only one for me. Nothing will ever take your place, my precious Savior. Who can stand between my Lord and me? Lord, I live to honor you, and I long to bring my life and offering. Take me higher, draw me deeper. I give all to be with you. Let's try to lift your hands and sing it from the top. Savior of my soul, I confide in you, I confide in you through all my darkest moments. In you I find my peace, my comfort when I'm weak. I trust in you through storm and raging sea. Faithful, faithful, you're my God. You're the glory and the lifter of my head. Your light, it fills my days. Leads me in your ways. Forever I surrender all to you. And I live to worship you, my Jesus, my Jesus. You're the only one for me. Nothing will ever take your place, my precious Savior. And who can stand between my Lord and me? Lord, I live to honor you, and I long to bring, long to bring. Just worship you, the only. Lord, I live to and I long to bring my life an offering. Take me higher, draw me deeper. I give all to be with you. Take me higher, take me higher. Draw me deeper. I give all to be with you. Take me higher. Take me higher. Draw me deeper. I give all to be with you. Jesus, you're the only one for me. Nothing will ever take your place. And who can stand between my Lord and me? Lord, I live to thank you, Jesus.